All right, we're opening the meeting on the 19th at 6:03 p.m. First thing, T-ball update, going well. I think there's a total of 16 kids. Their last game is this weekend, and so they only played three. It's going well. I've been to the other two. Been almost taken out by a kid. It's fine. Who would have thought T-ball is more dangerous than coaching middle-level softball? But who would have guessed that?
Those kids and bats, yep.
No, it was a ball.
Oh, yep, throwing.
I was telling one kid not to eat dirt, looked up, or stood up, and the ball barely missed my head. I was like, this is how it goes, telling a kid not to eat. Like, I bent down and I was like, all right, we're not going to eat dirt and we're not going to be rolling around in the dirt, okay? And I get him to stand up and I stand up and boom! I'm like, okay. Going well, I did, after a lot of arguing, not really arguing, but pressuring Dylan, they did fix the bleachers down there.
Oh, Dylan did.
They fixed the wood.
Oh,
you have
bleachers.
A lot more contact with him, huh?
I went above him.
Okay, so.
He wasn't answering.
Oh, how'd you find
that? As Dan and I have had that experience.
So, I have connections out there, so I went above him.
Dylan fixed bleachers.
Above? Yep. Okay. I went above him, and they're not, like, great, but they're no longer have nails sticking out of them, and they're not a hazard to people.
Okay, so, no longer hazard. That's awesome.
We ended up doing that. That's...
Yep. Well, they were supposed... So, I was under the impression that they were going to remove them. And then when I went down last weekend, they were fixed. So, they had apparently decided that fixing them was going to be the better option.
Cool.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't care. There's that. So, but we didn't have to do anything for that. I did want to mention, though... our soccer goals keep being taken out by kids playing. So
jumping up and hanging, or
well, there's that, and then the little ones people are taking out for lacrosse, and they're being left everywhere, tipped over. So
we got to do something different with them, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
So next year we're probably gonna have to just take them all down completely and.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you think that they fit in one of those sheds? The school has a shed, supposedly, apparently, remember?
I don't know how, the big ones. If we took them apart, yes.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, when we did the T-ball field, I was in there, and half of that stuff in our shed can go.
Okay.
So, I want to do a big clean out this summer.
Okay.
I want to go in there. A lot of that stuff can go. There's food. There's cups. There's things that have... There's
got a weenie roaster in there.
Yes, there's a weenie roaster in there. There's popcorn in there.
I don't
there.
Know if it's worth cleaning up.
In our shed?
Could,
in the
yeah.
one?
Yes.
In the red one? By the
yes.
Pills? We just went through that. Like.
Oh, but there is...
There's just, popcorn?
Yeah,
did
there's,
we not go all the way back?
There's popcorn.
It's just bags so you can pop it.
Pop it.
Not popped popcorn.
I just don't remember seeing
there's
that.
Cups. There's... empty totes that are broken, there's cheer stuff, and I just think we need to go through it and organize it better, because there's baseball stuff over here,
oh,
there's
yeah,
basketball stuff
organized.
Over here, there's soccer stuff here, then there's soccer stuff over here. I just think we need to get in there, hoe everything out, like take everything out of there.
Yeah, get
go
some good
through
ones.
It all. If we don't need it, or if it's destroyed by anything, we need to just get rid of it.
Take it right to the school. Though.
We did do that with the soccer stuff. I know the soccer stuff is everywhere, but
yeah.
Ideally we don't have any junk soccer stuff, because we did go through that. But it would be nice to organize this. Because,
like,
this,
yeah,
this. 100%.
Like, and because there are some totes that are broken that I guarantee you the stuff in there is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need
and
to get rid of it.
Totes that are stacked up, not even being used.
Yep. Or that, well, and their totes look broken, so they probably just need to go.
Yep.
So I don't know how we want to proceed with that. As for disposing of everything,
the summer would be a great idea, because technically the dumpsters should be low volume of trash. So if we put anything in it, it shouldn't hurt, right?
Yeah.
What dumpsters.
The school's dumpster, you know.
You better ask the school. I feel bad about giving them
yeah,
up. They might be like,
say, I don't know. I was gonna say, I don't know about that.
I'm
where
fine.
Else should we go with it, though? Did we?
Well, I don't know. We might know somebody who has a trash company.
but there ain't much in there to go like that. You know, it'd be quite the expense.
Well, and the other thing is, I was to gonna that. Talk to Ricky and with because we already pay for the dumpster to be picked up at the town garage.
Okay, if there's enough room.
If there's enough room one day that we can just throw the stuff
and it's
in there.
A solid clean out. It's not a weekly thing or a monthly thing. It's a one
time. Time. Well, and yeah, so we're well, just
and you still got
about
the one
it.
Down at the
beach.
Yeah,
but they're gonna be busy this summer.
One time. You got some room.
Yeah. So, and then as for fundraisers, I just figured we'll table this for next time, just because we do have to make this meeting short, but. Just bring ideas for the next meeting.
Or an update on the ideas
that
I already
had.
Or
updates on ideas that we've already had. Just so that next time we can get the ball rolling on doing fundraisers this summer. Because I know I've talked to the Fords about putting a bottle thing down there, and they were okay with that. And then I was actually going to talk to the beach managers and see about putting one up at the beach.
Bottles,
yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I know Tim Bullard called me to pick up his bottles, too. So, we got people who want to get rid of them.
Yeah, so I think we would be able to do that pretty easily.
So, bottle drive at beach and Snake and Apple?
I haven't asked the beach yet, but.
Okay, so possibly.
Possibly,
beach.
But I know Ann Ford said we could put it down there.
Okay.
100% sure. And then, so now we'll move to soccer discussion. I have created flyers for signups. I'm skipping down to C because we're going to do that. I've created flyers for signups. I have it pulled up on my computer over here. This is like the soccer registration. It basically asks for the athlete's name, grade, town they live in, school they attend. Just because we're technically supposed to be getting all of this information, and we haven't been.
Oh, is this Google Forms?
Yes.
Awesome.
Athlete's parent / guardian's first and last name, phone number, email, jersey size, short size. Because what I noticed with basketball is their shirt might have been one size, but their pants were another size. Mm-hmm. So we had always just asked what one size was. So I put shorts and shirt size on there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just because that way we know. Because what I have noticed is there aren't, unless there's more down in the shed that I didn't see, what I was given up here, there's not a ton of soccer uniforms back.
Okay.
So we might have to get soccer uniforms. So with that being said, we'll have to definitely fundraise. Because there was 37 kids last year signed up. I just looked at the old sign-up registration, and that there wasn't a ton of sixth graders in that. There was only, I think, like three.
So they're coming up pretty good.
So we got
soccer. Yeah, we got steadily coming.
Soccer steadily coming. So that brings me to back to A, the supplies. So we'll definitely need to talk about and look, because maybe they're in there and I just didn't see them.
Yeah.
I
actually wrote down exactly how many shirts and everything we have in that list, of soccer when we went through the soccer stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, large shirts, this is how many we have. So we can just compare
those
numbers to
what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if that chalk paint's going to be good because it was left in the shed all winter. So
I don't think there's very many, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but I also don't know
how to hold. It will go through.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I just don't know if it will still be good or anything or not, but we'll have to look at that. We still have the goalie shirts, the goalie gloves. We still have all of that stuff. I think we saw some whistles for refs left, and there were some medals left for end of year stuff that I did find. So there's that. So I think we're okay on supplies. Our biggest expense is probably going to be the jerseys, because we have plenty of soccer balls, because I got some from Lamoille as well. Plus, we got some last year. So it looked like we had plenty of soccer balls in the shed when we were down there.
Uh-huh. I think we recently, like within the last 2 or 3 years, I think had gotten soccer balls.
Yeah, and then Lamoille was giving out some more, so I took some more from Lamoille. Yeah,
makes sense.
So we have, I think we have plenty of soccer balls. When we were moving the goals, we did know that, was it the big ones that someone unscrewed some of the bolts on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A little bit vandalized. Or
yeah, we're going to have to get some...
A part or two taken off.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some screws and some bolts to put the goals back together.
We have a whole bolt, like, I don't know, 50-pin bolt thing with a bunch of different sizes.
Yeah, so,
all sizes.
Perfect, yeah. Because we're going to need... I think there was only 2 or 3, but okay. My concern is over the summer...
Right, right, right.
We might have some more. So I don't know if... I know soccer's right around the... Kind of right around the corner, but we might want to talk about at least taking the big ones down so they don't get damaged more.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, I have to get through the next 2 weeks of softball before I can think about that. Because I have 3 games and practices on days that I don't have games for the next 2 weeks. So I'm playing softball at least 6 days a week right now.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that once I figured after maybe the first week in June, we can have another meeting and we can talk about fundraisers, and talk about maybe taking those big goals down just to,
baseball will be done.
So. Baseball will be done. And then we can also maybe set up a date for in the summer to clean out that shed. So
anything with the fields, which is 4B?
4B. I was
I
just
think that
the,
was just soccer setup.
That was just soccer setup. Okay. We'll have to, once we get closer, we'll have to set up the fields. And like I said, I think we should take the big goals down for now, and then we'll just have to put them back up when we do the field. Oh, and we took the benches off, too. The benches were in, we put those in the shed, so we'll have to put those back out. He hasn't moved it yet, but haven't swept the road down yet. So I think that's supposed to be happening next week now. It was supposed to happen this week, but they couldn't have the sweeper. So hopefully it happens next week. So that should be moved by soccer season. For the signups, I figured I could print these out and give them to the school again and have them give them to all the kids. Are you guys okay with that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I will also email.
Before school even ends, right?
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing it. Maybe I'll probably plan to do it the first week in June just so that it doesn't kind of...
Is that an emotional item, having to give those to the school? I don't think so.
I think as long as you guys are all okay with doing it, I don't think we need a motion to do anything. I will also email all the kids that signed up last year, and I'll email the parents the link to sign up as well. The other thing I thought about is we probably should advertise now for soccer coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Soccer coaches, cause
put it right in this when they do.
Yeah, I was gonna send both of these to the school, and then I was also gonna post them at the stores, send emails out. I'll attach it to the email as well, and then post on Facebook, and then I'll try to once softball is done, I'll have more time, and I'll post kind of like I'll try to post once a week for the month of June and July. And the beginning of August for soccer signups to be like, come on, sign up. Mm-hmm. So that hopefully it won't get missed. The other thing is maybe I'll put the chalkboard sign down by the school again.
For the soccer
signups. Soccer signups are now out once we've put it out. I have it active now, but it won't expire until I think I have it Google Forms expiring in like the second week in August or something like that.
Okay.
It gave us plenty of time. And I'm sure we'll still get kids that sign up afterwards. Because, to be honest with you, T-ball started off not a ton of kids. And then they started practicing.
And kids started talking.
Kids started talking. Yeah. And Because in reality, we probably should have two T-ball teams with how many kids are on one team. But, you know, it's fine. They all just run for the ball. It's okay.
And they get to play each other.
Yes. And they're having fun, so that's all that matters. And I just don't know, is there certain ages for soccers? Like, do we older and younger? Or
I've never been the soccer guru.
I think they've had to wrap in some youngers with some olders, or olders down to the youngers.
Okay.
But that's all been communicated between schools, and with that?
Yeah.
For games.
I guess we'll see how many we have sign up for each. Because maybe if we have enough 5-6 kids that signed up, we have a 5-6 team, then we have, like,
I think
kind of a middle age, middle age,
3-4, 1-2,
or, like, even maybe 1-2-3-4, and then do one in kindergarten and preschool, like, see what the numbers are.
Absolutely, the numbers depend.
So, we'll work on that. Basketball uniforms, I have sent out invoices to the people that have not turned in their uniforms. We have received one check for that. So I'm guessing we won't see those uniforms.
Maybe they're just waiting to do some spring cleaning.
Five uniforms that didn't come back.
Well, we got 2, 4, 6. I think 7 or 8 of them actually that didn't come back.
Yeah. Across all ages.
That's not bad. We had a lot of basketball players.
It's not bad. Yeah. And then the other thing is, if they have another kid coming up, I think I am going to talk to them about, like, hey, do you still have this uniform? Mm-hmm. Can we have it back? Like,
absolutely.
For next sports and stuff. And then, as I said before, I've already changed the forms, so that it says right on it that you will be charged a uniform deposit if we don't get it back. Just because...
Well, this is around $200.
Yeah. So that's, like... And if we have to keep purchasing uniforms every year, it adds up.
Right.
And so,
we can't lose $200 every sport.
Every sport. Yeah. Because... And I think people might not have realized that they were getting away with it because they were just returning it the next season, but we need to have it so we know going into the season we have enough uniforms to field all the teams that we have. What I did find out is High Park charges a lot more
for their sports.
Oh. So they charge, I think it was
$60
to sign up. And then you had to pay another $25 for a deposit uniform. For a uniform deposit.
Oh, and then the $15 for volunteering, right?
If you do volunteer or don't volunteer. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That's
quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so I think my girlfriend just paid $120 for T-ball.
Well, I will tell you right now, T-ball, Stowe showed up in whole uniforms this past weekend.
They came, well, they're also $120 to play.
Yeah. I'm like,
a little professional.
I'm like,
welcome to Stowe.
I'm like, our kids are in t-shirts and whatever pants they decided to put on today.
Yeah.
And we're happy they did.
And they're out there having a blast, and then Stowe walks up with whole uniform kids, hats.
Oh, yeah, perfectly lined up.
Shirt, looks like brand new uniform shirts and pants and socks.
Like a little MLB.
And I'm like, oh.
I meant business.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you can see the towns that spend more money on this.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we played Cambridge the first time, which was kind of similar to us, you know? Like,
they have a big committee, though.
So yeah.
They do it.
I'm like, you could, like, we played Cambridge the first time. They were just in, they had hats, but they all were in just t-shirts and whatever pants they decided to put on. One kid was in a score, like, you know. And I'm like, okay, this is more our style.
Yeah.
Still on the hand, just a little out of our league here. And the kids were, like, this big. And I'm like, three. At least you were three. They were tiny.
Did and, they win or?
Well, T-ball, you don't really count anything. They don't count that. No. You all, they run the bases.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, Coach Pitch is just T-ball on steroids.
But winner is normally whoever gets the most dandelions, honestly.
Or eats the most dirt.
Catches like, the most butterflies.
Yeah. So, no, that works.
Usually, yeah. You go through the whole lineup every time.
Yep.
They're cute to watch. They're not the most thrilling games.
No. I remember
it. Yeah, you just remember those days.
Yep. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, me either. They don't, no keeping score. Heck, and Coach Pitch, you don't either, because my niece is in that and that. I'm like, watching the kids, and I'm like, they're, like, not stepping when they throw. They're not, I'm like, it's hard. Oh, yeah. I'm like, can I fix everything they're doing wrong? But, so, if you guys are okay with that, we'll do that. Do we want to set up a meeting now?
Real quick, number five, basketball follow-up.
Oh, that was the uniforms. I sent out the uniforms.
Yes, of course. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I sent out the invoices for the uniforms.
Next meeting, yeah. I'm looking at June right now. What's your guys' is fancy?
My last practice is the 1st of June, so after that I'm relatively free.
I'm open so far. Wednesdays are booked.
Okay. What about Thursday the 4th, June 4th?
I'm open. I can do that.
Okay. My schedule, because we're getting into spray season, might be a little bit funky for the evenings, but I can always phone in.
Do we want to do, like, 5? What do we want to watch?
Yeah.
5? Okay. So we'll do 4th at 5.
5 p.m. on June 4th.
All right. Do we have anything else that we need to discuss right this
time? I was going to say I could do a, I don't know if we're going to go that route or not, but pig roast or food, you know, kind of benefit.
Yeah.
But if it's there. Can help out with that. But.
Yeah. That's something we can definitely talk about as a fundraiser next week.
Right.
Or next meeting. Because it sounds like we have a few ideas rolling around that hopefully we can implement one of them and
agreed.
Get things going.
I know.
So we can get some money going.
I do have an update for the bingo stuff, but we'll talk about it next meeting because it'll be. Have questions or whatever, and I'll get more information.
Perfect.
What's our budget looking like next year?
I'll have Melissa print out a budget status for next meeting so we can.
Zero. It looks like we need bottles returned ASAP. Yeah.
I was gonna say.
I know we did our sports.
Yeah.
Allowance.
I'll have Melissa print us out a balance sheet. Just so that.
I know we spent this year, so it's kind of like, what are we spending next year?
Yeah.
We won't have baseball expenses, but we will have soccer. Right.
Well, and not necessarily, actually, we probably will have baseball expenses. We won't have T-ball expenses, but we'll have baseball because quite a few of these kids will be moved up to Coach Pitch.
Sizes.
So those kids will actually have to have jerseys and, like, uniforms because they'll have to have numbers and stuff on them.
It was probably 3 or 4 years ago that I think we got baseball uniforms. So, I mean, as far as condition goes, they should be decent.
We'll just have to look at them. Yeah. So.
If I was able to keep them good. That's a
right. Story. If they're in one of those broken totes that are. That'll be such a bummer.
So we'll see. Worst case scenario, if I have to do some laundry this summer, I do.
I make a motion. We adjourn.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.